on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Are you entertained, Pinto, by all the Rudy the Rescue Dog stories Heather Klefstad of the Humane Society of Fargo-Moorhead and I are sharing right now? Did you catch them? The chasing down the street after the fireworks, he also chased a cat in the tree last night. One of our neighbor
cats.
Wait,
that was Rudy?
Yes.
Oh, I thought those were stories about you.
Oh, funny guy you are. Funny guy. No, I'm sharing all the stories of Rudy. Rudy's quirky like me. And so we get along well, but he's stubborn. He's quirky. He always gets his way. It just takes after the personality of the owner, I guess.
So wait, stubborn, quirky, always gets his way. Stubborn, yeah, all right. Quirky, no.
oh, I'm not quirky?
No. You're just grumpy. Quirky, you go, boy, that's odd, but I like what they did right there because it's unique. It's really them. You're just, I don't like it.
So you saw the photo of myself at the at the Friday night party for the Jefferson High class of 1984.
Yep.
One of my classmates posted a photo on Facebook, which I copied and pasted on my Facebook page, and you saw me.
Yep.
So I'm in the middle of a bunch of people who I haven't seen for 30 years. I have a couple of Diet Pepsis in my right hand, or my left hand, rather. And the look on my face is one of, I couldn't be more miserable. And, yep. I didn't feel that way. I was okay. I was having a decent time. But it looked like I was just miserable.
Instinct. That's where you go back to.
Then I wonder why people say, why do you look so mad? Well, I'm not. Well, you look like it. Well, now I know why. I was having a fine time at the reunion, and I just look like I'm crabbier than heck. And I wasn't. I was a smiling Mike McFeely that night. Well, we'll get back to that in a moment. We've actually started a caption contest on Facebook for that photo because it is quite an entertaining photo if you want to check it out. Mike McFeely, of course, is my name, McFeely. But we were talking about Rudy the Rescue Dog off the air before the program because Heather Klefstad of the Humane Society of Fargo-Moorhead has joined the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO because tonight is the big night, Heather.
It is.
You have been preparing for this for weeks.
Yes.
I'm sure you're well refreshed. Yeah. You got everything is great. You haven't been working hour upon hour. I'm sure everything's just fine.
Everything's fantastic.
Good. It is the pause walk, and I've tried my best to promote this in the program. I've raised a couple of dollars for you, which I gave to you. It's great. Thank you all the listeners who donated a couple of bucks. I truly do appreciate it. But it's tonight. What is the pause walk, Heather? What's it for? How can people participate? Yada, yada, yada. Give us the rundown.
Well, yes, like you said, Pause Walk is happening tonight at Lindenwood Park at the main shelter there. It's a fundraising event for the shelter animals of the Humane Society Fargo-Moorhead. And it's just going to be a fun event. It's a short walk through the park in Lindenwood there. We have free food and beverages. There's games by Games Galore, a photo booth. There's face painting for the kids. Just plenty of things going on. It's going to be a fun event for the whole family, all while raising some money for a good cause, for the animals.
And the cause is for the animals. Let's make that clear that all the money goes toward the Humane Society of Fargo-Moorhead's shelter, correct? For the animals, for the shelter, doctor costs, yada, yada.
That's right. Yep, all the money goes directly to support the animals of the shelter, you know, taking care of them while they're waiting for their forever homes, providing them food, shelter, and most importantly, veterinary care while they're with us.
Now, when you say forever homes, what do you mean by forever homes from the Humane Society standpoint?
Sure. Because, of course, we're wanting them to find that special family that comes in and adopts them and takes them and makes them part of their family. So,
like Rudy the Rescue Dog, for example.
That's right.
Who has many quirks that we can talk about again later off there. Love the dog. He's fantastic. He's changed our family, everything else, but he's got some things going on. How can people participate? People can bring their dogs, right? That's the whole kind of idea here is we're going to bring Rudy. We got him spiffed up last night. We're going to have him on a leash. We're going to bring him along so people can do that, right?
Yep. People feel free to bring your pets along, bring your dogs. You know, if you don't have an animal, but you're still an animal lover, you're more than welcome to come out and join us. It'll be a fun event. So please join us even if you don't have a pet. But yes, bring your dogs along. If you think your cat can walk on a leash and they're fine around dogs, you're welcome to bring your cat. We've had, like I said, in the past, we've had people bring cats. We've had people bring iguanas. You know, if you think they're fine around dogs, you're more than welcome to bring them. So
don't join us. Don't bring a mountain lion, but you can bring a house cat. What percentage of house cats actually walk on leashes? Because we actually tried this with our cat, and it didn't really go so well many years ago.
I have cats that, well, there's no way they're going to walk on a leash, but there are those that do, and I've seen them. They've come out to the paws walk before, so if you know, we'd love to have them join us if they can.
Yeah, you're also going to have some of the rescue animals there who are available, correct? And they're going to be clearly identified as, adopt me, right?
We will have some of our own dogs that are available for adoption out at the paws walk, and they will have adopt me vests on them, so you'll be able to meet them and come out and just check out all our animals.
What's the process for adopting an animal from the Humane Society? Because people might think, oh, God, you know, I'm just going to go, you know, down the street and buy it from this guy for $20, or I'm just going to look through the newspaper and find a freebie in there. But I want you to make clear, Heather, that it's not a difficult, you know, process.
No.
You're not sitting before an inquisition panel for 3 days to get a dog or a cat.
No, not at all. It's basically you can just come into the shelter and meet some of the animals, or you can check them out on our website too. And then you just fill out an application for the animal that you're interested in. It's usually just a 24-hour process. Basically, you know, just checking out if you live in an apartment, we're going to call your landlord and make sure you can have a pet in your apartment. And we might check some references. You know, it's really a simple process. Anybody can do it. Yeah, it's nothing hard at all.
Where is your shelter? Maybe tonight wouldn't be the best night because everybody's going to be up at the paws walk. But in the future, if people want to drop by and see your shelter, you can see the animals. You can ask, hey, can I, you know, check out this animal that I saw on the website? And that, you know, the staff up there will be happy to help people.
Yes, definitely. Come and visit us. We're up at 1201 28th Avenue North in Fargo.
So I always say North University, north of the Fargo, basically.
Yep.
If you just drive up North University, it is. What's the farm up there?
We're right next to Yonker Farm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So perfect location. Okay. How many animals do you have right now that you are sheltering that all need forever homes?
Well, we have approximately 90 some animals in our care right now, but that includes both what's in our shelter and what's in foster homes. So about 90 animals.
Is that about the average number of animals? Is it high? Is it low? What?
That's pretty average of what we have in our care at one time. So,
okay.
Yep.
Where do the animals come from? Because I think people might also, when you hear shelter animal or rescue animal, they go, well, it's, you know, dogs that have been diving in dumpsters for 3 years and they're all mangy. And that's not the case at all. They come from a variety of backgrounds.
Yeah, but, they come from a lot of different places. We rescue primarily from the local pounds in the area here. So that's our first priority. We will take in owner surrenders as well when we do have space. But like I said, our first priority is to get those animals out of the pound to make sure that we can save them and get them homes, but we will take owner surrenders as well.
Now, you already kind of mentioned this, but when it comes to where this money is going for the paws walk, specifically, it's not cheap to shelter 90 dogs and cats at one time. There's a lot of things going on there.
That's right. It definitely, you know, a lot of it goes, of course, to their veterinary care. That's very important. And we want to take good care of these animals while they're with us. So that's, you know, taking care of their veterinary costs and then also providing them with food and shelter. So all the money goes right towards that.
And the veterinary cost is important because all of these animals, they've all been checked out. They're healthy, right, as far as we know. They've had their shots. They've been spayed and neutered, I believe, correct?
Yep, we fix all of our animals before they're adopted, as long as they're, just the right age to be spayed or neutered. And then they're all up to date on their shots and vaccinations, you know, everything. They're just ready to go for you. So
I ask you this every time you come on, Heather, and I always forget the answer, so I'll ask you again. But how many animals in a calendar year from January 1st to December 31st does the Humane Society adopt out?
We approximately rescue around 800 animals per year. And so that even includes animals that if we pull animals, you know, that come from the pound that we don't have space in our shelter, but we'll get them into another rescue as well. So approximately 800 animals is what we rescue each year.
And you have all ranges of ages of both dogs and cats, right? I know that some people love to have a puppy from day one. Other people would just as soon skip the puppy stage. And the Humane Society shelter, if you want to skip that puppy stage where they're chewing everything and peeing all over, you can skip that and get a dog that's three or four or five, right?
Yep. We have a wide range of ages and breeds and this and that, so we've got something for everybody.
And what I've learned with Rudy, and I talk about Rudy a lot in this program, but you go through kind of a meet and greet stage with the rescue dog, and they have to kind of get to know you and trust you, and you kind of have to get to know them and trust them. But in the end, they become assimilated to your family and they become part of your home. And I know that people, like I always say, have this big dream of going to the breeder and picking out that great you know, hunting dog they want. But if you can't do that or can't afford that, or you just want to open your mind to a different experience, rescue dogs, most of them, the high majority turn out great for the families who adopt
them. Oh, that's right. They are probably some of the best dogs out there. They just need that second chance and somebody to come along and give them a chance.
And if it doesn't work out, you have was it 30 days? I can't remember what it was.
If it doesn't work out, we will certainly take them back at any time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Paws Walk tonight, Lindenwood Park. Registration begins at 6,
yep.
And the walk is at
7.
And it's games and food and fun, and Rudy will be there. You'll be there.
That's right.
How many pets are you going to have there tonight?
I won't have any of mine personally, no. But
why not?
I'll be running all over doing all kinds of things, so I won't be able to do that tonight.
If you want to bring a dog, do you have a dog?
I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had a dog.
Right now, I don't. No.
Okay. So. I was going to say, because me and Michelle will be there.
But I'll have some of the, you know, I'll probably be walking around some of the Humane Society dogs at one point of the night or another. So.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Heather, thank you as always. Great work. And I know that I'll be talking to the Humane Society folks again soon on the air for something else that's coming up here. So good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
And I'll see you in 3.5 hours. Okay.
Sounds great.
You bet. Heather Klevstad from the Humane Society of Fargo-Moorhead.